Welcome to the Allison Lombata Show, a podcast to help women discover and rediscover their confidence and style. I'm Allison Lombatis, and I am so glad you are here today. On this bonus episode of the show, we are diving into the style trends of spring 2024. And I'm also being joined by Lauren Smith, who is the business manager of my style program, Outfit Formulas, and a co-producer of this podcast. You're going to hear Lauren's real-time reaction to her first look at the latest Outfit Formulas guide, the spring closet staple items I recommend prioritizing, and the style and item of clothing that is pushing my comfort zone a little bit this season. If you haven't subscribed to the show yet, please take a moment to do it now. I've got an incredible lineup of episodes for you in the coming weeks, and I don't want you to miss a thing. And if you enjoyed listening to the show, I would be so incredibly grateful if you'd just take a moment to rate it and leave a review. I know it seems like a silly thing, but your rating and review really does help, especially for new shows like this one. Now let's get to the show. Welcome back to the show, Lauren.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. I am so excited to dive into spring style. It feels like the winter just drags on. And so I know I'm ready for something fresh and new. I'm sure you are. I know our community is. So I can't wait to talk all about it.
I am so excited. So I have to tell you that I get super nervous every single time I create one of our capsule wardrobe guides for a new season, because you're the first person that takes a look at this for me. And I'm like, oh, it's got to pass the Lauren test. And this is weird for us because we've never done, first off, I've never seen your live reaction to a capsule, I don't think. So we're trying something new today. She's going to be seeing it for the first time.
This is true.
And I'm just excited what you're going to think of the trends, because you and I do have, I think we have pretty different personal style tastes. And I love that. I love that you can give me some different perspective on things and also talk through the ways that you are going to make substitutions and how you're going to make these outfits for your own. So
absolutely. I can't wait to dive in. Obviously today is a big day for the members of our Closet Crew community, because this guide is dropping today at 9 a.m. Central. So for those listening who are not familiar with your style program, Outfit Formulas, can you fill us in on what it's about and how it works?
Yes. So the way that I like to describe Outfit Formulas is that it's like meal planning for your closet. So every season I put together a list of closet staples and seasonal trends, so you know exactly what pieces that you need going into the season. So I always tell women, shop your closet first, then fill in the gaps at your favorite retailer. And I also include links to shop for a variety of retailers on our membership site. So the shopping experience has been super simplified for you. And I include links there from everything from petites to plus sizes, you know, from really budget-friendly sources. You know, there's a little bit of everything in there for everybody. And then once you have your pieces in place, you get a month worth of outfit formulas to style using the pieces from the shopping list. And the best part is your membership also includes access to our award-winning community, where you'll join thousands of other women who are on the style journey with you. And they're going to share things like their shape tips, their advice. And you can also get inspired by how everybody is taking the outfit formula and they're adapting it to work for, you know, their climate, their body shape, or their own personal style. And another fun thing is we're currently beta testing our new Outfit Formulas app with our members. So it is a really exciting time to get involved in the program. And the response to the app so far has been phenomenal and totally blown away our expectations. So super, super happy about that.
That is fantastic. I love how Outfit Formulas simplifies getting dressed. I know that's the reason that I came to your program as a member all those years ago. So love that. Still to this day, that is true for me. Where can listeners go if they want to learn more about Outfit Formulas?
Yes, they can head to allisonlombatis.com/podcast for the link. And you're also going to get an exclusive listener discount there.
We love a discount. So we are recording this episode in late February. You just finished the guide this past weekend. I have not seen it yet. Honestly, one of our team members reached out to me with a question about it yesterday. And I said, I can't help you because I actually haven't looked at it yet, but I'm like, if you need help today, you need to ask Allison or I will help you tomorrow afternoon after I record the podcast. So genuinely, I have not looked at this. I am about to pull it up and I will give you my live reaction. So are you ready?
I think I am, yeah.
All right, let's do this. Okay, I am pulling up this screen and giving things a look. This looks very fresh and light and springy right off the bat. I'm seeing a bright, solid color tee, which I absolutely love. I'm seeing stripes, which I absolutely love. I'm seeing...
Of course.
Right? Shocker. It would not be an Allison Lambatis outfit formula without stripes and spring. So I'm loving that. What else do I see here? Doing the scroll. This is the scroll in real time. Ooh. Okay. Sorry. You got my heart. I'm seeing olive in our layers section here. I'm seeing an olive, neutral olive cardigan, and like olive is one of my favorite colors, neutrals. So yeah, loving this. I'm spotting the lady jacket trend. I am spotting the blazer trend. So much good stuff going on here in our layer section. Let me get to our bottoms. Love this. You want to know what I love about the bottoms? For me, I feel like, bottoms are probably, for me, the most like challenging part of my wardrobe to curate. So when I see a really strong leaning on closet staple pieces, or even, so for example, I can see you've incorporated like the wide leg trend on one of the bottoms. But even if I don't necessarily have that exact silhouette, I have other, like it still falls into a closet staple, you know what I mean? And maybe just doesn't lean towards the trend side of that closet staple. So that always gets me super excited because, again, I talked about this before, but like I'm not one that likes to do a lot of shopping. So my favorite thing is when I look at your recommendations for the season and I know, oh, I can pull this from my closet. I can pull my version of this from my closet. That just makes my life so much easier. And then I feel like I'm starting almost like ahead of the game, you know, this, and that I think is a thing that commonly happens with our members when they've been around for a good amount of time. I mean, within a year, we always hear that after a year, anything I wanted to buy was a want, not a need. And that's such a powerful place to be in your closet where all of a sudden I feel like there's this day where it just clicks and you kind of go, oh, I've done it. I've built that functional wardrobe because now things come together. I know one of the milestones that I personally experienced was all of a sudden there was this day where anytime I would look at Pinterest for outfit ideas, I realized that, oh, I have the pieces to make that outfit. Oh, I have the pieces to make that outfit. And it was like every outfit that I saw that was inspiring me because of outfit formulas, I had built the pieces to actually be able to recreate those looks and my versions of those looks. So it was just such an empowering moment when I'd struggled for so long with my wardrobe. So I love how it just pulls everything together so nicely.
Awesome.
All right, I'm scrolling down to the dresses. I'm seeing the shirt dress style again in a nice olive neutral color. And keep in mind, when we're talking about olives and these neutrals, one of the things that I think is important for people to learn about outfit formulas is it is genuinely a formula. So when you're seeing an olive shirt dress, olive is a neutral. So if olive doesn't feel like a color that works for you, you can style a black shirt dress, a cream shirt dress, a gray shirt dress. Pick the neutrals that work best for you, that work for your coloring, that you like the most. You don't have to mimic exactly what you're seeing on the page. And I think, again, that's one of those things that you learn over time, especially as you get more involved in our online community, where you start to see how those long-term members are making those adaptations. And that feels a little bit probably scary and out of the comfort zone to do when you're new. But as you are around longer and longer, you get way more comfortable making those personalizations. So next up is the shoes, the footwear. I love an athletic sneaker moment. And can we just talk about those loafers for a second?
Oh, yes, we can talk about those loafers. We're talking more about those loafers later, too.
Because, all right. Yeah. All right. Well, I won't give it away then. We'll
Cornerstone. Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love a mule moment.
I was going to say the sneaker trend, too. I mean, I feel like so much of footwear is really just leaning heavily into the casual sneaker trend. I was out shopping a couple weeks ago and I was in H&M and I decided to purposely look at everyone's shoes coming in and out of the store. And I would say in about 95% of cases, people were wearing white sneakers. I mean, they're just, you can wear them with everything now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's awesome. Okay. I think I'm at, oh, I got to get to the accessories section. And then after that is my favorite part where I get to see how they're actually paired up. Ooh, okay. I'm seeing again, I'm loving the pop of color, and I'm also loving the consistent pop of color because I think our community is going to really love playing around with their takes on the color. Again, this is one of those things where that personalization you get to do. So the tee, the loafers, and we have one of our accessories, one of the purses, are all really in that same color family, color tone. But really, when you look at your guide, you're just going to see solid color. So any color that speaks to you that you love, you get the opportunity to really reflect your own personality. And that's always so empowering. All right, I'm going to go down into our outfits. This is where I get the big grin on my face because I love seeing. Oh, gosh. Okay. Woo. This is getting me like so excited. I want to go in my closet right now and start pulling my pieces for spring. I am obsessed with, I love the mules, and I'm loving them paired up with the blazer and the denim. It's like this perfect blend of casual, but dressy casual. It could be like a date night outfit. I'm loving that. I am also loving what looks like this open knit sweater, which I think is very similar to what you're wearing today, if not exactly the same. Is that true?
Yes.
she yes. Got a head start, folks. She got a head start. If you are not, if you're not watching, that's right. She's giving a little teaser. If you are not watching this on YouTube, make sure to head over and watch us there because you'll be able to see exactly the sweater that Allison is wearing. What else do we have here? Yeah, those pops of color are just incredible. So many great neutrals as well. Loving the trends that I'm seeing incorporated. You know, so much here of even in the, I love this, I love a subtle trend. So that the purse strap, really, again, it's one of those opportunities to really add that interest and personality to your outfit. Classic, that the button down striped top. I'm loving that. Such a great piece for spring as well. I love this.
And I'm seeing those everywhere and retailers. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, you know, sorry, Allison, but I have to cut you off because I need to go in my closet right now. I'm kidding.
All right. We have the Lauren stamp of approval. We are good to go for spring. Thanks.
Good to go. Tune in next week, folks. All right. So I do want to hear more about the creation of this guide specifically. But before we get there, are there any common aesthetic themes that you've identified over the years that you typically tend to see on repeat every spring?
Yeah. So every single spring without fail, we see those nautical themes. So we're going to always see the navy and white stripes. We're going to see those gold button details. I feel like I've seen more of those in particular this spring, but they're always around, like the navy blazers with the gold buttons. We tend to see brighter colors come back around, you know, the bright pinks, the bright greens. And also, I would say we always see a resurgence of pastels in spring, too.
Okay. I love that you mentioned nautical themes because this is something I was actually thinking about this weekend. And this is a bit of a tangent, but I'm going to go there anyways. I got thinking about, you know, in preparation, I knew we were, had this episode coming up. I knew the guide was about to come up. And I thought to myself, why is nautical a thing every spring? It's not like it's a color that is popular. It like boating, sailing, like this is an activity. And I can't think of any other season in the year that has this recurring theme like this. You know, maybe like fall leans a little more classic, which maybe has something to do with kind of that back to school academia, like, you know, schoolboy blazer look. But what is it about spring? You know, I got to thinking, like, what is it about spring that is always bringing these nautical elements around? So here's my theory that I came to over the weekend, but I want to know your thoughts. My thinking is that like runway style, you know, designer styles, I think are intended for like a more affluent demographic. You know, a lot of those looks like they don't translate well to everyday style and everyday women. But I think those looks end up getting filtered down to the masses, and elements of the runways eventually then show up at retailers like J.Crew Factory, like Old Navy, more so in like, you know, color trends or fabrics, or, you know, if we're seeing a lot of leather, like that kind of thing. So for nautical theme, this is my theory. And like I say, feel free to tell me that I'm crazy, but is this a case of spring equals warmer, wet, wealthy yacht owners, like getting back out on the water with their boats, and therefore they're just dressing for their activities because they're out on the boat. So they need their, I don't know, captain's hats and their boat loafers or whatnot. And again, it's that demographic of, you know, affluent, wealthy people influencing the styles that end up getting filtered down to the masses. So like, am I out to lunch here? What do you think?
Oh gosh, not at all. So funny. I'm a total history buff, and I looked into this the other day, okay? Because I was curious about the same thing, and I wanted to know, like, where did this originate? Where did this come from? And you have kind of hit the nail on the head, but it goes back further than I even thought it did. It started actually in Britain with Queen Victoria in 1846. And she wanted to have a child's sailor outfit made for her son so he could wear it on board the royal yacht. So there you go. You are not far off at all. And it has been a symbol of affluence ever since then. I think it was repopularized back in the early 60s. Saint Laurent introduced it on the runway with some nautical themed jackets and things. And it's just kind of been going strong in mainstream fashion ever since then. Crazy.
Wow. All right. So it's, you know, started with the monarchy influencing us commoners and just has carried on to this day.
Exactly.
All right. I love it. Well, I appreciate the history lesson. What can you tell me about spring closet staples? So, you know, we're moving into a new season. If someone's feeling a little stuck with their wardrobe, they really need like a simple focused list of maybe like 3 to 5 closet staples to focus on this season. What are you recommending?
Yeah, so I've got to start with a striped top. I kind of get a lot of pushback on this one because there's this misconception out there that not everybody can wear striped tops, that they're going to make your top half look bigger. And, you know, I always tell women, if that is a concern, then definitely go with like a thinner striped, horizontal striped top. But you're always going to see striped tops every spring. And they're super versatile. You can layer them easily. I am a huge fan, as we all know. Next up, I would have to say neutral cardigans. These are a really great lightweight layer that you can throw on over anything from t-shirts and blouses to dresses. A denim jacket, again, lightweight layers. I wear a denim jacket year-round in Texas. Sometimes I'm wearing them over a bulky turtleneck sweater, but these are the perfect little spring transition piece that you can wear. You know, again, if it's still chilly in your neck of the woods, you can easily layer that over your sweaters. And those are very easy to dress up or down. You can throw them on over a dress or a skirt if you wanted to dress it up a little bit. Jeans, denim, and multiple washes. And as we already kind of alluded to this, it is kind of an anything goes season for denim. You were talking about the wide leg. trend that you're seeing, the high-waisted trend. There is a pair of jeans out there for everybody right now. I dread jeans shopping, and I would have to say over the past couple of years, I've actually not dreaded it as much because I feel like there are so many different styles. And if you haven't explored buying new jeans in a while, this is the perfect time to do it. And if you find a pair you love, get it in multiple washes. Get the light wash, the medium wash, buy them in black, gray, white, all the colors. You'll thank yourself later. And then finally, I have to round this out by saying probably floral dresses and skirts. We always see floral patterns in the spring too, which makes sense. It's when all the flowers bloom, right? And you can easily dress these pieces up or down. I even love to see a cute little floral dress with a denim jacket and a pair of sneakers. Perfect spring outfit.
Absolutely perfect. I love that we can mimic the season and try and rush in the spring a little bit by dressing for the season. Love those closet staples. I know neutral cardigans are definitely a champion in my closet, so I am glad to see those on your list. You have talked about your approach to trends in a previous episode. Can you share that philosophy again to refresh our memories as we head into a new season? You know, we're all going to be heading back into the stores. It's so easy to get overwhelmed and distracted by all of the shiny new things that are out there. Retailers have got all those ads in your face. I know I got hit with an Old Navy ad that, not going to lie, I was very tempted last night to buy something new. I would love to hear your philosophy again so that you can help keep us on the right path to closet contentment.
Yeah, 100%. It is very difficult when you're walking into the store and you see all the bright, shiny objects and all the newest, latest new arrivals that have just dropped. And your inclination is going to be, I want to go out and buy all these trends, right? But then you bring them home and realize, uh-oh, I don't have the closet staples that I need. I don't have the basics in place. So that's why I always recommend on focusing on building your closet staples. Get those basics in place first. Then you can start adding in a few seasonal trends just to keep your wardrobe fresh. And honestly, this has been my philosophy for over a decade, 10 years of doing this with Outfit Formulas. And most Outfit Formulas members do report back to us that after about a year of membership, that they have a solid wardrobe foundation. And anything that they buy from that point forward is usually a want versus a need, which is a really good place to be.
So amazing. Such a great feeling. I love that we are able to guide women to that contentment through your program. So thank you. Thank you for that reminder. We all need to hear it. I know I did. Going back to Outfit Formulas Spring 2024 guide that just released, I would love to hear more about your thought process behind the design of this guide. I have heard you say before that some seasons, everything just like clicks into place and it comes together super quickly. And some seasons, it's kind of a lengthier process that really presents more of a challenge to you. I would love to know, what was this season like? Were there any specific items or a trend maybe that served as a muse for you this season?
I would have to say this season was one that really clicked. I started with the first outfit and then it just rolled from there. I had this vision in mind. I knew there were two pieces that I used in that first outfit that I created that were just kind of like cornerstone pieces for the rest of the capsule. Number one was those pink loafers. Spoiler alert. I fell so hard in love with those. I'm like, okay, yep, I want to do bright colors in this. We've been, you know, in the doldrums of winter for so long. Everybody's just ready for some color again. And I've been seeing color represented every single retailer when I walk into stores, even Lululemon, who is notorious for their, you know, really like neutrals and all of their workout gear, they're even moving back into this brights category. So it's fun to see that happening again. So I knew I had to include those pink loafers. And I also really wanted to include the beige blazer that I have on this list. It is a piece that I own myself. I bought it last spring and I loved it so much. I wore it just like dressed up, dressed down. I just wore it last Friday to my mom's birthday party and everyone there was like, oh my gosh, I love that blazer so much. So I was absolutely thrilled when I walked into the store and saw it again this year. I'm like, it is going on the spring list. It's such a classic too. And it's something that can be worn year after year. It's got kind of like a little bit of a linen blend. So it's not super heavy. You can kind of wear it, you know, as we're heading into the summer months as well. So those were definitely the two pieces that I knew had to make it on the list. And they were also the two that made it really easy to put the rest of the capsule together, honestly.
Awesome. I love that. And I remember that blazer. Allison and I met for the first time after like 6-7 years. Last spring, we went to a conference together, and folks, she wore that blazer almost every day, I'm going to say. And especially, you know, when you're in places where you need that top layer because the air conditioning is so, we were at a conference, it was in a hotel. They blast that cold air. So if you're, you know, in an office environment or in a restaurant, movie theaters, all these places where they like to pipe that cold air in, it's always nice to have that easy layer that goes with everything where you can just throw on. So that's fantastic. I would love to know, is there anything in this guide that is either outside of your comfort zone or that you suspect may push the comfort zone of our Outfit Formula community members this season?
Yeah. One piece immediately came to mind, and it's the soft pants. Did you see the soft pants?
Yes, I definitely saw the soft pants. I'm a soft pants girly. I'm here for this moment.
So for me, those are personally a little bit outside of my comfort zone. I tend to just wear denim all the time, and I'm warming up to this a little bit more. I did it in the winter with the flowy pants that we had on that list. You know, last summer we had some linen pants. So this was one of those items that for me personally is going to push me a little bit outside of my comfort zone. I think also because we're pairing up those pants in two different ways, we're dressing them up and we're dressing them down. So that's going to be really fun to kind of see everybody's interpretation of that. For others, though, I think maybe the open knit sweater might be a little bit outside of the comfort zone. And I was thinking of you specifically, Lauren, not from the standpoint of it not being like a style that you would try, but because you live in Canada. Is this something that you would wear in the spring months, or is it still too cold for you?
So in Canada, I would say it's going to be cold, but we're still wearing jackets. So like I would wear that, but I would still have, you know, if it's really cold, I'm still going to have like literally my winter parka jacket over top. And or lately on when we have been having mild days, I'm pairing my shacket over top still. I've got one of those little bit thicker. I don't know what the fabric is. It's from Old Navy, just a neutral shacket. I think it was from fall last year. So I would, you know, you kind of, when you get to where you're going, I would have that on, but we're still wearing an outer layer for winter, for into spring. And that usually honestly doesn't stop until mid, late April. I mean, it's not uncommon for us to get snowstorms in the middle of April. So we're bundled up and we're hiding the cute stuff, the cute spring stuff underneath our winter coats.
It makes perfect sense. And I did try to remain aware of that because we have women in every single state in the U.S. We've got women in 20 different countries that participate in Outfit Formulas, and really just adapting for climate is one of the things that I do try to keep in mind because, it's going to be 80 degrees here already today in February in Texas. The leaves are coming out on the trees. It's insane. We didn't really have much of a winter, so it's easier for us, you know, to transition into the spring clothes super early in the season and then, you know, we're already in summer clothes by the time that it feels like spring everywhere else. But I do try to be aware of layering opportunities, especially with this piece in the capsule and thinking through, you know, you could throw that beige blazer on over it. You can put the denim jacket over it, you know, whatever the trench coat, whatever your outer layer is going to be in order to provide a little bit of extra warmth. But I hope that it's a versatile enough piece that everybody can make it work because I think it's super fun. It's an easy trend to wear. It's not something that is like so out there. I think it'll stick around for a little while. We were seeing open knits last spring too, which now I'm seeing them everywhere this spring. They've become more mainstream. So that tends to make me think that they're going to hang on for a little bit longer, which is exciting.
I totally agree. That Old Navy ad that I mentioned earlier, it was for like a crochet, more open stitch. It was like a skirt top set. So I think you, as always, right on trend. And I think you're right. I think that it is going to stick around for a while because we have been seeing this, you know, I don't think it was heavily adopted last year, but I remember seeing it last year. And sometimes these trends take a little bit longer to really get the traction that they need to hit the mainstream. And I think this is the season that they are doing that mainstream thing.
100%.
All right. So we've solved that. the open knits are here for the season. Were there any pieces that you wanted to include in this guide, but you ended up cutting them either because they just like didn't fit in or they didn't mix and match well with the other pieces you'd already selected for the capsule?
I went back and looked at my working list of pieces. I always pull a bunch of stuff to begin with, and then I just kind of like start culling it down to see what's actually going to work. Because in all of this, I really want it to be a cohesive capsule wardrobe that stands on its own. So everything has to mix and match. Everything in a capsule is worn at least 4 to 5 different ways. And that's usually a trick. This season, I wanted to add more color. I did add, you know, those pops of color in almost just about every outfit, but it's always tricky with the capsule wardrobe for the mixing and matching reasons. You know, it's better to go with those pops of the bright color that add interest to the neutrals and basics than doing a lot of all over color, trying to make a bunch of different colors coordinate with each other. And patterns and colors have their place, but they're not always as versatile as when the base of the wardrobe is mostly neutrals. And I find that that just works better from a capsule wardrobe building perspective. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't add in your own patterns and add in, you know, additional color and make that work for you. But, you know, just having that basis to work from is always so important. So I did include every trend that I wanted to, though, and I was able to incorporate all of the trends. Our members vote on their favorite trends every single season, and I was able to incorporate all those trends into it, too. So I'm really happy with how it turned out, and I hope they are, too.
I have no doubt. I am sure we're going to have a bunch of thrilled ladies to check out this new guide. Well, I appreciate this inside scoop on your creative process, and I love learning and hearing about all of the spring style trends. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me your first take on the spring capsule wardrobe. I am so excited to get to do this bonus episode with you.
I always love being here.
If you're interested in learning more about Outfit Formula's Spring 2024 Outfit Guide, then head to allisonlabatis.com/podcast for an exclusive listener discount code. I would love to hear your thoughts about spring style. What trends are you noticing this season? Are there any closet staples you've got on your shopping list for spring? Have you tried something outside of your comfort zone lately? And if so, how did it make you feel? Let's open a dialogue and connect. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube as Allison Lombatis, and I'd love to hear from you. If you share your own thoughts about spring style on social media, please tag me. I would love to see them and cheer you on. Remember, you are worthy. Style is a skill anyone can learn, and closet contentment is possible. I believe in you. Thanks for tuning in.